Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Hershberger scores. Landis moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. Smith moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Sievers moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. Sievers moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Sievers scores. Minoso moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Steve Barber. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeding moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Breeding moves to third. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Breeding scores. Thronberry goes all the way around to score. Snyder moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Whitey Herzog now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts in front of the plate. Lau fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Aparicio scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lau races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Hershberger. The throw to the second, and Hershberger is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foyles moves to third. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Foyles scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Dave Philly pinch hits for Hal Brown. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim LeHue now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 4 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Foyles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.